You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Psalm 62, verses 1 to 8. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him, like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. It's a very beautiful psalm, a psalm of one who is suffering or has experienced suffering and has experienced strong opposition and falsehood and betrayal. And it is a psalm of one who is waiting in the Lord. And this is a word that we have heard more often here. My soul waits in silence. And we can call it today a psalm of hope for a day of silence. Isn't this day a day of silence? The day after we have meditated on the death of Christ on the cross is a day of silence as we await for the morning, as we await for the exaltation that will come on the Easter morning. And it's a curious psalm to me because I have realized that we have many versions of this psalm made into song in a sort of a spirit in our communities. And it tells you that many disciples throughout the years have found in it hope and to the point to write songs. And this is what it says in verse 8. Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart before Him, O people. And many people have found at all times hope in the Lord and trust in Him. And they have made songs about it. And I was meditating on this because I was remembering how this psalm guided me through a time of a lot of uncertainty. When I was in formation in the Servants of the Word, trying to decide whether to become a servant of the Word. And of course, the future comes before you and you have no idea of what is going to happen. It reminded me of this phrase from the movie The Truman Show, how is it all going to end? This is a question that I still ask myself, because we face the future, the uncertainty of the future, and it can be overwhelming. And in this season of my life, it guided me to recognize one thing, that regardless of my decisions and regardless of whatever came in the future, my God was my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock and my refuge, and my life is in His hands. And I think we can all make ours this psalm, because we can all recognize before uncertainty and in the midst of difficulty and opposition that He is our fortress, that we shall not be greatly shaken, that even if we are attacked by others, even if we are facing falsehood or curse from others, even if we are facing uncertainty or despair, we can turn to the Lord and say, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. Now let's consider this psalm also in the light of this season and in the life of Christ, as He faced opposition. We meditated on this yesterday. He faced opposition from others to the point of being put to death. And He faced uncertainty even of the future, but He knew, He trusted, He waited in silence. Silently He waited for the Lord to vindicate His servant. And as we consider this in Christ's work, we can then know that we wait. Our hope is true because we know Christ conquered death. As Chesterton says, our God knows His way out of the grave. And this is the deep truth of the psalm, that we know how it all ends. We know it ends in victory in Christ. So we can pray this psalm because our faith doesn't end on the day after the death of Christ. Our faith goes on to celebrate his resurrection, and we know that we have victory in him.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.